This is Radio Superior 1928, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the Roaring Twenties. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the Martin and McKenna Show.
Hello, hello. This is the voice from the head of the Great Lakes, station KUWS, calling from Superior, Wisconsin. This is Jack McKenna. It's an historic Thursday afternoon, May 31st, 1928. We have unbelievable news for you, so stay tuned for the 5 o'clock news from Lou Martin. Raymond Paulson will have Holden Tire Service, sporting news. Miss Harriet is in with the community news, plus music from the Roaring Twenties in this hour-long, very special show. Tonight's program is presented by Great Northern Railway, with summer round-trip fares to Seattle for $75 and to California for $105. Just phone Melrose 611. Good evening, Lou.
Good evening, Jack, and good listeners. President Calvin Coolidge is coming to Brule for his summer vacation and will make Superior Central High School his summer White House. We have several reports from Superior Evening Telegram editorial staff members, beginning with Clough Gates.
Well, the entire town is buzzing with news, Lou. President Calvin Coolidge will spend his summer vacation on the Cedar Island Lodge, home of Henry Clay Pierce, it was stated today by Associated Press. Information that the president would come to the Brule for his vacation and would undoubtedly establish his offices in Superior came like a bombshell to Upper Wisconsin and Superior. There was absolutely no inkling that President Coolidge was even considering the Brule this year. Although he did consider it last year, he decided to summer at the Black Hills instead. The estate surrounding the summer White House comprises several thousand acres, mostly wooded, but the actual living quarters of the president will be situated on a small island, little more than an acre in area, reached from the mainland by a narrow footbridge. The living quarters on the island consist of a one-story white birch bark bungalow comprising eight bedrooms. The dining room, kitchen, servants' quarters are in a nearby bungalow on the mainland at the other end of the footbridge. The estate is at an altitude of 1,000 feet. It commended itself to Mr. Coolidge, it is understood, for the good fishing that is reported in the Brule River. In addition, the temperature is cool, another of the requirements for a summer presidential residence. The daily routine of President Coolidge at Cedar Island Lodge promises to be similar to that followed last summer in South Dakota. Superior will take the place of Rapid City, to which Mr. Coolidge will have to motor whenever any business is to be transacted. Henry Clay Pierce is a prominent financier of St. Louis and New York, maintains homes in those places, as well as Pride's Crossing, Massachusetts, and the Brule River. He is chairman of the board of Pierce Oil Corporation of St. Louis, of the New York Board of the National Railways of Mexico. He's also president of the Pierce Investment Trust Company of St. Louis, as well as a director in various railroad and steamship and insurance companies. Fish abound in the Brule River, which is called one of the best trout streams in Wisconsin. The president will have many opportunities to fish, either in the stream or in nearby lakes. Brook trout, speckled trout, rainbows, and steelheads are found in the Brule. To catch a 10-pound rainbow or steelhead is not uncommon. The estate has a private station on the line of the Duluth, South Shore, and Atlantic Railway. The president may get to the twin ports of Superior and Duluth in slightly more than an hour over 34 miles of good roads from Cedar Island. The village of Brule is 6 miles away. From Superior or Duluth, it is an overnight ride to Chicago or a 3-hour ride to the Twin Cities by direct rail routes. Superior and Duluth combined have a population estimated at 150,000. Most of the estate has been cleared of underbrush so that walking is easy. There are many paths and shady spots along the bluff, above the river, or down in the valley. Trout ponds have been made close to the riverbanks. The Pierces have owned the property for a number of years, and it is one of the show places of northern Wisconsin. It is the most magnificent of a large number of summer homes along the Brule River, Lou.
Thanks, Clough Gates of the Superior Evening Telegram. With more on this startling development of a presidential stay for this summer of 1928, Evening Telegram reporter Gordon McQuarrie is here.
There will be a large entourage with the President, Lou. When Mr. Coolidge pitches the summer White House at Cedar Island Lodge, he will take along with him about 200 persons. The party will be made up of secretarial staff, Secret Service, naval and military aides, physicians, the Marine Guard, newspapermen, chauffeurs, servants, and more. In addition, it's expected that the President will have members of his cabinet and other officials to the summer White House to discuss business of government. There will be about 52 Marines on guard. 11 members of the Secret Service will go along to protect the President on his little excursions. The actual patrolling of the summer White House grounds will be done by the Marines. White House Secret Service head Richard Jervis, who has worked in the White House since the Taft administration and head of it for the past 10 years, will be in charge of the Secret Service. His main assistant is Colonel Edward W. Starling of Kentucky. Starling knows more about fishing and hunting than any man in the White House party. So when Silent Cal goes fishing, Colonel Ed usually goes along, too. 6 chauffeurs will be taken along. Chief chauffeur Francis Robinson drives the president's car. He's been driving presidents since Mr. Taft's first year in office. 12 servants and personal attendants will be taken along and will find quarters in the summer White House or on the grounds. Chief housekeeper Miss Ellen Riley will have full charge of servants as well as the purchasing of supplies and food. The expenses of the presidential party, except cameramen and newspapermen, Army and Navy officers, Marines and Secret Service, are paid out of a special fund for presidential travel expenses of $25,000 a year. The city that becomes the dateline city for the summer White House finds itself world famous, Lou. The president must be able to communicate with his cabinet or any other governmental official without delay or inconvenience. The question of adequate and convenient telegraph and telephone facilities was a factor in making Superior the summer capital. President Coolidge will work at least a half day every day he is at the summer White House. He will spend some time canoeing, some time fishing, some time walking, some time motoring, and some time yachting. Lou?
Thank you, Superior Evening Telegram reporter Gordon McQuarrie. Looking at the business end of the president's visit is the telegram's Robert C. Dose. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Lou. A delegation of tourists equal to the population of Superior will swarm through Douglas County as a result of President Calvin Coolidge's decision to make Cedar Island Lodge his summer home. The Tourist Information Bureau says 15,000 persons came from all parts of the country to Superior last year, and it is safe to say that with the Coolidge announcement and the natural tourist increase, the number will be at least tripled. That the President of the United States cannot spend a quiet summer in a secluded spot is a foregone conclusion. Superiorites are looking forward to the job of entertaining the large crowds of tourists. Last year, 8,000 maps were given out by the Public Affairs Committee, filling stations and other bureaus handling many of the maps. Also last year, half of the country's tourists who were touring planned their courses so that they would go through the Black Hills. To Douglas County will be the motto of tourists who plan to make long trips this year. Lou?
Robert C. Dulles of the Superior Evening Telegram. Governor Fred Zimmerman says that he'll make plans to welcome the president immediately upon official notice that the president will spend his summer in our state. He pulled a Wisconsin map from his desk, quickly found Brule above the state park at the edge of Douglas County, and he put a circle around it. Mr. Coolidge will be summering in Douglas County while Republicans fight it out to see who will be their candidate for president. President Coolidge has said that he will not run for a second term. He took over when President Harding died in office, was elected by his own right in 1924. In Charleston, West Virginia, about one-fourth of the state's precinct unreported, Senator Guy Goff of West Virginia and Governor Alfred E. Smith of New York today held small but slowly increasing leads in the respective Republican and Democratic contests from Tuesday's presidential preference primary. Returns from the precinct in the Republican race gave Senator Goff 96,000 votes and Commerce Secretary Herbert Hoover 88,000 votes. The same precincts in the Democratic contest gave Governor Smith 51,000 votes and Senator James Reed of Missouri 46,000 votes. KUWS Radio News Time is 5:10. Jack McKenna has this message from the Great Northern Railway.
Well, thank you very much, Lou. This is a great summer for summer travel. Indeed, our president is coming. Picked a good time to come. Now you can pick your own good time with Great Northern Dependable Railway. With summer service from Superior to the Pacific Northwest, Oregon, and California. Round trips. Seattle, $75.60. Spokane, for just $70.35. To California, San Francisco, $105.30. And you can travel to many more places on the West Coast with the Pacific Northwest's fine train, the Great Northern Dependable Railway. Lou?
Trade in Superior's merchant stores will undoubtedly be pepped up with the arrival of President Coolidge on the Brule for his summer vacation. One department store head said, "Although we merchants have not yet had a meeting, there is no doubt that we'll all immediately carefully look over our stock." He pointed out that the stores will make extra efforts to carry a larger assortment of merchandise and carry as much stock similar to that of the metropolitan cities as possible to meet the demands that are bound to come for merchandise of all sorts. Mr. Coolidge's presence will mean a great influx of tourists who also will buy tourist equipment, so that hardware stores are also anticipating an increased trade. The Evening Telegram's Paul Scamser has more about the special beauty of the Brule River. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Lou. The Brule River and the Pierce Estate is surrounded by country unsurpassed for its natural beauty. The Brule, which abounds in the trout, winds and turns its way for 60 miles in Douglas County. One may fish from a boat and shoot the rapids or wade the stream and fish the quiet pool with fly or bait. The scenic attractions include virgin forests and bird sanctuaries. 4 to 10 pound trout are caught in the early season. And it is expected there will be enough of the big fellows left to give President Coolidge a thrill. Lochleven, German Brown, and Rainbow are in abundance beside the native brook trout. The resorts along the river are easy of access, either by auto or by boat. Not the least interesting of the unusual sights along the Brule is the Silent Watchman of the River, a statue of Chief Winnebajou, after whom one of the well-known stations on the river was named. The Pierce Estate contributes some of the most naturally beautiful sights along the river. Animals which thrived before the advent of the white man, but which are now becoming scarce in the native haunts, are protected. In order that these animals will not be frightened by strange surroundings, most of the 4,000 acres of the estate are still as natural as when the Indian made his home there. Mrs. Coolidge, noted as a lover of flowers, will have plenty of opportunity to see the various flowers of the Northwest during her summer stay on the Brule. The wild rose, said to be one of the most beautiful flowers in this section, will be in bloom when she comes here, as will the bluebells, which grow in thick beds along the river, Lou.
Superior Evening Telegram, Paul Scamser. Temporary changes in WEVC and KUWS summer programs are being outlined following the announcement that President Coolidge will spend his summer here. Official broadcasting will necessitate the installation of a wire connecting with the Pierce Estate on Cedar Island, and also a hookup with the gold medal station WCCO Minneapolis, over which matters of official importance will be broadcast. This was announced by W.C. Bridges of WEVC and Gail Mannion of KUWS. Mr. Bridges stated that it's possible that the National Broadcasting Company will arrange with the local station for increased facilities here, since the Superior stations will be the nearest to the president's summer home. Jack?
Oh, boy, this is great. We'll get to interview the president.
What do you mean, we?
Well, I know you're the newsman here, Lou, but let me get a couple of questions in. I've got some dandies.
Asking him what his favorite comic strip isn't a good question.
Lou Martin, Mr. Generous, we call him. Always there with a penny tip for a cup of coffee. Here's the forecast for this Thursday, May 31st, 1928. Partly cloudy skies, and local rain is probable for tonight and tomorrow, folks. Not much change in temperature either, with a high Friday of about 62 degrees. Now let's kick things off in honor of President Coolidge coming to the Brule. This is Gene Austin and My Blue Heaven on the Martin and McKenna Presidential Show.
Day is ending, birds are wending back to the shelter of each little nest they love. Nightshades are falling, lovebirds are calling, but what makes the world go round? Nothing but love. When whippoorwills call and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven. I turn to the right, a little white light will lead you to my blue heaven. You'll see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven. A cozy room and a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven.
Yes, the big record seller, Gene Austin, and My Blue Heaven. Folks, get Goodyear tread wear that is slow and even at Holden's Tire Service in Superior. Most balloon tires develop peculiarities in tread wear, but not Goodyear tires. Stop in and see for yourself. Holden has all-weather balloons starting at $21 each. And remember, if you're in tire distress, call Broad 469 for fast, dependable road service from Holden Tire at 1702 North 12th Street. Lou will have more about the president's coming to Superior and Brule coming up, folks. Now let's enjoy Rudy Valley and his hit tune, My Time Is Your Time, on the Martin and McKenna Show.
And dance it away tonight. synchronize and sympathize. We're harmonizing one steps and two steps, old steps and the new.
Rudy Valley and My Time Is Your Time on station KUWS. Sheesh, there's a lot of people gathering outside the studio. What did I say this time?
For once, it isn't a mob looking for you. The word is out about the president, and people have something to say about it.
I don't like the look of the guy pushing his way through here. He looks mad. Are you sure I didn't say anything?
I'm never sure about that.
All right, man. All right. Stop pushing. Let's have some order here. Says Sergeant Joseph P. Raffley, veteran of the Great War, at your service. Now, this is a sacrosanct moment in the history of our great country and the Republican Party. It should be observed with respect.
Hey, mister. I hate being shoved. Don't go bellowing your way past me.
All right. Have some order here. Can we have some order here? That's an order. You're turning into a mob.
Hey, who are you calling a mob?
Hey, this is getting ugly.
There's nothing that sergeants can do about that. He was born that way.
I mean the crowd. We're going to need some help.
Some muscle.
Some heat.
Someone to throw their weight around.
All right, you boys, that's quite enough. We're trying to do a radio program here. Now, out. I said, move it.
Wow. Harry, it's pretty impressive. Did you see the way she shoved that one guy through the door?
That was Police Chief Buchanan.
Harry, it's one tough flapper.
Let me introduce Superior Evening Telegram founder and publisher, J.T. Murphy, with tonight's editorial. Sorry about all the trouble.
How'd you escape the wrath of Harriet?
I pretended I was talking on the telephone. Women respect that, you know. I learned that trick at the paper. Every time the society editor didn't like a cut I made to her column, I'd get on the phone.
Shrewd. And now, tonight's editorial, please.
Gladly. The state of Wisconsin extends its most cordial welcome to President Coolidge. Wisconsin citizens are glad he has chosen their state for his summer vacation and feel sure that he will enjoy the time spent midst the beautiful forest, cool Lake Superior breezes, and the hospitality of people famous for their ability to entertain. The Brule River will make an ideal location for President to get his much-needed rest, completely surrounded by scenes of sylvan majesty and yet within easy reach of civilization and the world. Cedar Island Lodge is beyond equal as a site for the summer home of this country's chief executive. Superior and Upper Wisconsin extend a hand of friendship to Calvin Coolidge and hope that he will have good luck on the Brule.
J.T. Murphy, founder and publisher of the Superior Evening Telegram.
Nice mob you have out there. I heard that radio is an unruly place.
Not like the newspaper, where you're never out of reach of a spittoon.
I'll have you know they're brass spittoons.
Classy, yeah. On with the music of the Roaring Twenties. Here's the Miami Marimba Band from 1926. In a little Spanish town, yeah, on the Martin and McKenna Classy Radio Show. Thank you.
peek-a-booing down goes on a night like this. I whispered be true to me, and she sighed, see. Many skies have turned to gray because we're far apart. Many moons have passed away, and still she's in my heart. We made a promise and sealed it with a kiss. In a little Spanish town was on a night like this.
Miami Marimba Band and In a Little Spanish Town on station KUWS. What's next, Lou? Is Harriet still holding everyone back?
I don't know how much longer. She's looking tired.
Her baseball bat is getting all nicked up, too.
Let me introduce Mr. Conrad Hansen, Douglas County Highway Commissioner. Good evening, sir.
Oh, boy. That Harriet girl, is she something else?
I didn't know she was so strong.
Strong? You got eyes, man. She's no Gibson girl, I'll tell you what. Oh, bobbed hair, turned down hose, powdered knees. Oh, she's a rebel.
See that watch she's wearing around her ankle? She's a regular movie star, like Louise Brooks.
There'll be no more discussion about Harriet's ankle. Now, Mr. Hansen, about the roads of Douglas County.
Oh, yeah. Douglas County can boast of good highways. Some of them are even paved.
But the Pierce Lodge is well back in the woods.
Yes, sirree, Bob. Lou. Bob. Cedar Island is located about a mile off County Trunk Highway H. The private roadway is narrow with room for only two cars, but is in good shape. But none of that's our doing, seeing as how it's a private road and all.
It's not too bad driving from Superior.
Thank you, Jack, for helping with my question.
From Superior, President Coolidge will take United States Highway number 2, 2 miles of which are paved. Well, from the present junction of numbers 2 and 53 at what's known the end of the pavement.
Or the beginning of the bumpy.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Coolidge will travel to Poplar, about 20 miles from this city on number 2. The remaining 18 miles of number 2 are gravel and dirt.
Unless, of course, it rains, then it's mud.
Which will be your new name if you don't pipe down?
Oh, from Poplar, he'll go to Lake Nebagamet on County Highway T, then to Winnebago on County Truck B. From Winnebago, he'll travel directly south to County Road H, and he's there. His symbol is about 35 miles.
Well, let's see now if I have it straight. You take 2 and 53 to the end of the pavement, then to Poplar on 2, then C to G to P.
No. It's A to D to C.
Excuse me. Let the sergeant here undo the damage of these two galleons. It's L to M to N. It's easy. Yeah, like the alphabet.
No, weren't you listening? It's 53 to 2 to G to B to E.
It's H. It's H.
What's the 2 to 2 to 2? What are you talking about?
I'm leaving. Not 2 to 2, not 2 to 2 2. It's 2 2 2 T.
Why am I talking to you? You get lost in a cardboard box.
Lost? I am a fishing guide. Guides don't get lost, but I wish you would, but...
You're beginning to rub me the wrong way, pal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you one thing.
My only hope is that no one from the president's staff is listening.
company.
For all you tutus out there, here's Hoo-Hoo.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what.
With Harry Archer and his orchestra on the Martin and McKenna Shoo-Shoo Show. Harry Archer and his orchestra, and Who on station KUWS. Now Lou Martin has a guest of his very own.
He's a fishing expert. Let me welcome a Brule fishing guide with Anglers and Tanglers. Good evening, sir.
That's a fishing guide in charge, if you don't mind. Jumping jogger, don't you, so then? Fishing and dancing's the game.
Fishing and dancing?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I'm kind of new at this. I knew I liked fishing, so I started a fishing guide service. But I also like dancing, so I started a dancing school, too. That's the Tanglers part, the Anglers and Tanglers. Get it? Well, I know it's unusual.
Yeah, and kind of weird, too.
But I can't quite decide what I want to do.
No reason to get tied down to one profession.
Exactly. If the fish aren't biting, then voila! I'll teach someone the black bottom. You know, the black bottom is hot stuff. There's a big, big, big demand for that stuff. Oh, it's even more popular than the Charleston and the collegiate shag.
I could use a lesson. It's all the rage with the flappers.
Oh, you ain't kidding. A little black bottom goes a long ways.
Hey, we're talking about trout fishing on the Brule River and President Coolidge.
No, we're not.
I know what you guys are talking about, but it isn't what I want to talk about. Now, mister.
Call me Jumpin' Joe. See, that covers both fishing and dancing.
The Brule River is said to be one of the best trout streams in the country. Wasn't it fished out a few times?
I don't know. This is my first summer as a fishing guide.
I bet you don't even know how to do the black bottom.
Nope, not a step. I hire people to do that. That's what makes me so good at being in charge.
This is the worst interview I've ever had. I figured a fishing guide would be a good idea.
He's more of a piker than a trout, I'd say. Here's Billy Jones and Ernie Hare. And does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? On the Martin and McKenna Show.
Call me, oh my, oh you. I don't know what to do. Hallelujah, the question is peculiar. It's got me on the go. I give a lot of dough. If someone here would tell me, is it yes or is it no? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If you chew it in the morning, will it be too hard to bite? Can't you see I'm going crazy? Won't somebody put me right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? The nation rose as one and sent its favorite son to the White House, this mighty country's lighthouse. He saw the president. He said that I've been sent to solve the burning question that involves the continent. Does the spearmint lose its flavor off the bedpost overnight? Would you use it on your collar when your button's not in sight? Put your hand beneath your seat and you will find it there all right. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? If your teacher tells you not to chew it, swallow it, but fight. Could you grab it with your tonsils and then swing it left and right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Here comes the blushing bride, the boob right at her side. To the altar, as steady as Gibraltar, the bridegroom has the ring. It's such a pretty thing. He puts it on her finger and the choir begins to sing. Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Always taste it on your napkin if you want to be polite. Could you get a job as tightest if you couldn't do it right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Well, it makes a fellow shut up when he's dying to recite. Would you give it to your parrot if he isn't cursing right? Does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
Answering the musical question. That's Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, and does the spearmint lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight? Now with the news from the sporting world, here's Rapid Ray Paulson. Hiya, Ray.
Hiya, Jake, and good evening, fans of the sporting world. Whether you're a dance instructor or a fishing guide, you've got to love Memorial Day and baseball. Six teams swept doubleheaders yesterday. The Boston Braves walloped the Phillies yesterday, winning 5-2 in the morning and 11-5 in the afternoon. Rogers Hornsby had two home runs, including the clincher in the 10th inning of the first game. Yankee cast-off Garland Braxton led his Washington Senators to a 5-0 victory, holding the Hugmen to three hits. The Bronx Bombers have lost some of their boom of last year, while Babe Ruth nurses injuries and feuds with manager Miller Huggins. And the Superior Great Northern baseball team beat their arch-rival Duluth Zenith Furniture Ball Club at Great Northern Field in Superior. The score, 7-3. Boyish-looking Los Angeles driver Louis Meyer jumped from obscurity to fame overnight by taking the Indianapolis 500 yesterday. The 23-year-old driver thrilled the 140,000 spectators by coming from behind in the last 30 miles of the race. Meyer's finish was the most spectacular in Indianapolis Motor Speedway history. He made just one stop in the five-hour race, averaging 93 miles per hour. I don't think man was made to go that fast, Jake.
Not unless he's running from something.
Well, this is Rapid Ray, reminding you that everyone loves a good sport.
So, what do you think of the president coming to Brule?
Well, he'd better not catch all the fish. That's all I've got to say.
Wouldn't it be just like a president to do that? Thanks, Ray. Here's Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, and Side by Side on the Martin and McKenna Show. ¶¶ Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, and Side by Side on KUWS. So, Lou, who's next? Maybe a movie critic who's never been to the theater?
Cute. Next is our community editor, Harriet Farig, who's in the know about the president's visit to the Brule River.
I'm even up on fishing the Brule. You asked a very good question about the Brule River being overfished. In the past, it's been all fished out, but I have it on good authority from the Ladies Conservation Auxiliary that because of that, thousands of fingerlings are planted in the Brule every year.
Boy, that's interesting stuff.
It'd be useful for news interviews on the radio.
Well, I must admit, I'm intrigued by this flapper woman you're calling Harriet. But a good reporter would know more details about this said fingerlings planting.
And whose fingers are they planting?
You mean details like 200,000 were planted in 1926? And many of those should be mature enough for President Coolidge's rod and reel this summer.
Impressive. She's like Joan Crawford.
Or that the Brule is spring-fed with cold water from the depths of the earth and increases in speed from a no-man's-land bog at its source to a roaring rapids by the time it joins with Lake Superior.
Okay, that does it. I quit. No more fishing guide.
Goodness, at least you've got your dance school.
Except he can't dance.
Harriet is in to talk about the president's visit. If you please.
Thank you, Lewis.
Oh, she calls him Lewis. Ain't that sweet? Oh.
He likes it from Harriet. It's their way of flirting.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Now I see.
Is not.
Would you ladies please pipe down so we can hear about the president's visit? You're carrying on like a couple of gossipy aunts.
Well, the nerve.
Thank you, Sergeant. The women of Douglas County are so excited about the visit of President and Mrs. Calvin Coolidge. As the first couple enjoy the lodge of the Henry Clay Pierces, Mrs. Coolidge will be welcome to numerous luncheons and bridge parties. Plans haven't been made for these receptions since the news came like a bolt out of the blue today. It is probable, though, that the Gidgenadgee Club in Billings Park will host at least one of these clam bakes, Lewis.
Thank you, Community Editor Harriet Farig.
What a woman! Much like Clara Bow.
Snap fawning.
By the way, Jack, I'm also the entertainment editor, and that crack you made to Lewis about having a movie critic who's never seen a movie was not very nice. I'll have you know, several good movies are playing, including at the Capitol, where they have a new Wurlitzer organ and are showing Square Crooks for 10 cents and 25 cents a show. The Savoy is playing a romance called 1 Hour of Love. And People's Theater has Charlie Chaplin's The Circus.
It kind of feels like a circus around here today. Let's enjoy Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra from 1927. Last year's hit called It All Depends on You on the Martin and McKenna Show.
happy, I can be sad, I can be good or I can be bad. It all depends on you. I can be lonely out in a crowd, I can be humble, I can be proud. It all depends on you. I can save money or spend it, go right on living, or end it. You're to blame, honey, for what I do. I know that I can be beggar, I can be king, I can be almost any old thing. It all depends on you.
Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra, and It All Depends on You, with vocals by Irving Kaufman on station KUWS.
All right, people. It's my turn.
We've saved the best for last.
Right, so right you are. Now, listen up. This is important stuff. This is all about security and protecting the president during his summer visit to Superior and Brule. So listen up, people. Superior has to be on his best behavior this summer, starting right now. The whole country will be watching the president, and it better not be him getting slapped on the back by some yokel local and falling down and hurting himself. Yeah, you might think it's funny now, but if it happens, and it's all over CBS, Edward Murrow will have us for lunch. Now, I have it on good authority that starting Monday, Western Union Telegraph is hooking up Superior to Washington, New York, Chicago, and all points west and east. Now, my soon-to-be good friend Colonel Starling, the personal representative of the president himself, will be in town Monday to oversee all of this security. And another thing, he'll be picking a place for the president to have a place to work. Probably Central High School. Don't know why, maybe there's too many Democrats at Superior East High School.
That's the rumor.
So, that means that Central will have to be wired for all kinds of transmissions and receptions, and wireless radios will also be installed. Now, I'm getting this straight from the highest authority, by the way.
Who would that be?
My wife. She's good friends with Senator Lenroot, who got the president to come here in the first place. Anywho, this Colonel Starling will be the head cheese in charge, so I want full cooperation. He has to approve this, or the deal is off. No president, not in Superior, no how.
So, best behavior.
Check.
No buffoonery.
That's right, Dancy boy.
Now all we have to do is order the fish to take the president's bait.
It's already taken care of. I've sent orders to the conservation people about doing just that.
You mean conservation people?
That's what I said, McCrumpled.
Me?
Yeah, you. Wearing matching socks this summer?
I don't like to wear socks at all in the summer.
That's just plain indecent.
I'm with the sergeant on that one.
Thanks, pal. Let's play one more tune from our wax recordings. Here's Bix Beiderbecke and At the Jazzland Ball on the Martin and McKenna Presidential Show. Dick Spiderbeck, and at the Jazzland Ball, new this year, on the 1928 Hit Parade. Hey, Lou, what's with the president taking the whole summer off? I mean, he'll be here from the middle of June until September. How does he rate?
First of all, he'll be working while he's here. A plane will fly in every day with his mail. His staff will be here. He'll just be fishing when he's got some extra time.
Is McMuffin bad-mouthing our president?
Jack, just asked a legitimate question.
You don't get sassy about our president. Love him or leave him, I always say.
Well, I have to agree with my learned colleague, Mr. McKenna. That's a pretty long little getaway from Washington. 3 months?
You ever been to Washington in the summer? It's a swamp, you know. The city was built on a swamp.
And you have all those annoying politicians, too. I guess I can't blame the guy for wanting to get away.
Thing is, Silent Cal's got the right idea. The less government, the better. The more he's away from Washington, the more he can be free from all that political gobbledygook.
Gobbledygook. Now, there's a pretty big word for you, Sarge.
What am I, surrounded by a bunch of Democrats? If it was up to the Democrats, we'd have free-flowing liquor and Prohibition would be dead.
Call me a Democrat, then.
Me, too.
Me, four.
Harriet.
What a woman. A regular Mary Pickford.
Well, that's a wrap, folks. Stay tuned for Baseball Scores, a concert with the Duluth Calvary Lutheran Church Choir, and the Minnesota Theater Program out of Minneapolis. We'll be back, same time, same place on your radio dial. The good Lord willing, and Colonel Starling doesn't mind my socks. For Lou Martin and all the gang, then, this is Jack McKenna wishing one and all a very good night.
Did he say McKeckle?
You're not very good with names, are you, Sarge?
Look, Stowe, I'm just fine with names, except for oddball names, that's all.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1928. An original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Harriet Fahrig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Other performances by Tom Martinson, Don Hansen, John Munson, John Munsell, Ray Paulson, and Eric Olson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1928 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Mark Snow, speaking. Good night.